and welcome to the 407th episode of Travel It Radio. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my friend and co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, and this is the 10th season of Travel It Radio, the show that lets you enjoy the pleasures of travel from the comfort of your armchair.
Every week at this time, we talk to people representing destinations, hotels, airlines, railroads, car rental companies, and others in the world of travel and hospitality, from authors and bloggers to broadcasters and publicists. If it's got anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travel It's Radio.
And tonight we continue our special month-long series on the great state of California. Our honored guest is Sue Muzzin, Vice President of Public Relations, Advertising, and Integrated Media for Pier 39 in San Francisco. Welcome, Sue, to Travel It's Radio.
Hi, Dan. It's so nice to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I always love talking with you, as you know, in person, on the phone, or especially on the air. And I definitely left my heart in San Francisco. I love the cable cars that climb halfway to the stars, at least when they're running, and the old-time streetcars on Market Street, and everything about Fisherman's Wharf. But no place is better than Pier 39. In your words, how would you describe it?
So Pier 39 is an actual pier. 42 years ago, it was a dilapidated pier that was renovated and built up to be a gathering place for thousands of visitors and locals alike. The pier is a wonderful collection of shops, restaurants, and attractions. We are an open-aired, two-level marketplace with over 100 businesses. And you'll know that you're on the pier because you are actually walking on planks. So it's an authentic pier.
What's the main reason people come to Pier 39, Sue?
Hi, Mary Ellen. Well, I always tell people, come hungry, come ready to shop, and ready to have a lot of fun and be entertained. But I think I need to add to that because I really think the main reason people come is to take photos of the magnificent views. Actually, there is no place like it in the city. From the pier, you can see Alcatraz Island, the Golden Gate Bridge, the Bay Bridge, and the entire city skyline. It is truly magical. Photos
wow.
are awesome. And especially if you are on social media, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and see the photos. But hashtag Pier 39, you can definitely see all the photos that guests are taking of the pier.
That's so amazing. Could you tell our listeners exactly where Pier 39 is located?
Absolutely. So Pier 39 is located on the San Francisco waterfront. And we're on top of the beautiful San Francisco Bay. We have a 300-berth marina, which is home to our world-famous sea lions that we'll probably talk about in a little bit. But we have the best neighbors. To the right of us is all of our friends from Fisherman's Wharf. And to the left of us, a little bit down the waterfront, are the San Francisco Giants. That's where their stadium is, Oracle Park. It's a great neighborhood.
Oh, it's hard to believe Pier 39 has been there for so long. When did it start, and what was there before?
So we actually opened in October the 4th of 1978. And what it was it was on the waterfront, but it's a dilapidated pier. But let me tell you a quick little fun story that probably a lot of your listeners don't even know. It was in 1977 that our founder and developer, Warren Simmons, actually with Senator
Sue, are you there? I think we lost Sue for some reason. Mary Ellen, are you there?
I'm here, yeah. I'm fascinated by this story. Especially
yeah,
since nobody's heard it before.
Sue, can you hear us, Sue?
Well,
okay.
You can imagine. Did you get all of that?
No,
we didn't.
Tell
you cut
us
off.
Again.
Okay, so let me just finish, because it's a really fun story. So we opened a pier October 4th, 1978. In 1977, our founder and developer, Warren Simmons, made a bet with Senator Feinstein, who at that time was the president of the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco. And he bet her that if he opened the pier on time, she would cut the ribbon on opening day in a bikini. Well, you know, there is never a developer in San Francisco who opens on time. So she thought for sure she was winning this bet. Well, actually, Pier 39 did open on time, and Senator Feinstein was there cutting the ribbon, wearing not exactly a bikini that you may be thinking about, but a Sutro Bath one-piece swimsuit. And with that, a big splash, as you can imagine.
I can imagine.
They carry it on.
Yeah, the thought of Dianne Feinstein in a bikini is rather something that I don't want to think about, actually.
Nothing
personal. Anyhow, before the cable car stopped running because of the pandemic, was it true, Sue, that visitors in downtown hotels could ride there by cable car on one end or streetcar on the other? And when are the cable cars due to start rolling again?
So we are hopeful that they will be up and running fall of this year. And yes, depending upon where your hotel was, you can definitely take the cable car to your hotel and back to Fisherman's Wharf, and then we're a short distance, a walking distance. But you also have our streetcars. So many streetcars are on the route to the hotels and then, you know, back to Pier 39. The city bus lines in San Francisco are so friendly and easy to use. It makes it a real, you know, it's a walking city, but it's also easy to get about if you are, you know, taking mass transit.
And if you're a fan of trolley cars and streetcars, as I am, these streetcars are borrowed from other cities, and each one has a date and a city listed on it so you know where it's from.
Yes, and my favorite is from Milano, Italy.
Oh, yes, I see the yellow one, right?
Yes, it is a yellow one. Good, Dan. I'm impressed.
Yes, because when I see it, I go, yellow again? Anyway. I won't tell you what I think of when I see the sea lions, but I do think of Pier 39, and sometimes it seems you have more of them than people. Why do they persist in hanging out at the marina? Are people giving them handouts, perchance?
Absolutely not. We are not feeding any of the sea lions. It's forbidden. But I'm going to just tell you a quick little story on how they arrived at Pier 39. October 1989, I don't know if it rings a bell to anybody, but it was a dark and difficult time for San Francisco in the months of following October 1989. The community was focused on trying to get back on their feet after the Loma Prieta earthquake rocked the Bay Area, you may recall. It was a real chaotic time, many, many, many aftershocks, and absolutely no visitors. But then, all of a sudden, something extraordinary started to happen. A California sea lion arrived at Pier 39's marina. Then more came, very sparingly at first, but in January of 1990, there were over 500. And the problem was, we have a 300-berth marina, as I may have mentioned, but where they were coming and where they were arriving and where they were hanging out was on in the area where we have all of our boat slips. And the tenants, many of them, couldn't get into their doors because these big mammals were right there, and they're a little bit intimidating. Mm. So there was a lot of discussion on how to get rid of them, but we ultimately reached out to the Marine Mammal Center, who said to us, they guided us, they said, this is a gift. They are here because it's a sanctuary for them. You've got a seawall that protects them from their predators. They have a plentiful supply of food. All you need to do is take these boat slips, move them to the other side of the marina, and then just throw out a bunch of floats and let them hang out and enjoy life on the pier. And there was a natural overhang right there so the visitors could come and watch them and be fully entertained. And the sea lions got so cozy immediately that they have called Pier 39 their home for over 31 years.
Mm.
And let me mention this. For anybody who has been to Pier 39 or not been to Pier 39, on our webcam, pier39.com, we actually have a sea lion webcam where you can go and check out the sea lions as often as you like.
That is great. I did not know that.
I want to do that.
In fact, when it every once in a while, it does go down, and we have more people calling us and emailing us because they often put their children there so they can enjoy them and be entertained. So it's a nice way to babysit, so to speak.
And pretty soon those kids will be barking instead of speaking. And speaking of food, don't you have something like 20 restaurants at Pier 39? Just tell me where I can get clam chowder in a bread bowl, and I'll be your friend forever, Sue.
Well, you're going to be my friend forever because the Pier 39 serves San Francisco's freshest flavors in 14 full-service restaurants. However, we have many, many eateries, so you can actually sit down at a restaurant or you can grab and go, whatever your preference is. But especially in the restaurants, but actually in our eateries as well, you can enjoy scrumptious Dungeness crab, prawns, salmon, clam chowder in a sourdough bread bowl, and of course, many of these can be paired with California wine. But we do have more. We also have Italian restaurants. We have pizza, burgers, as well as tacos. So it's a nice array of items. And remember, while you're eating all this wonderful food, you're also being able to, you know, look out and see the amazing views. So it's a special experience.
We are speaking with Sue Muzzin of Pier 39 in San Francisco.
Sue, can you tell us what attractions you have at Pier 39? I hear there's actually a two-story carousel imported from Italy.
Yes. So we are definitely a fun zone at the pier. We that double-decker carousel that you're talking about, it is from Italy, and it's located at the bay end of the pier. It has over 30 animals and spin cups. And these beautiful hand-painted iconic landmarks on the carousel itself. And it's charming. It's hard to visit and not take a spin, no matter your age. But we also have fun at the Aquarium of the Bay. You can explore the magic and wonder of 20,000 sea creatures, to include sharks, jellyfish, which happen to be my favorite, and sea otters, and so much more. And then the fun continues. We have a bungee trampoline. We have a ride that is called a 7D experience. It's really a motion simulated ride. And it's combined with a shooting gallery. So, you know, it's really hot right now to shoot your, you know, either cowboys or clowns. It's just, it's fun because you actually, they tally up how many you hit. I'm the worst at it, but they'll like give you the top five people who are actually doing really well. There's one ride that is pretty, it's probably the most exhilarating ride we have. Not scary, but exhilarating. It's called the plunge, and it bounces up and down and drops you 40 feet. But the basis of it is that it will take you, sweep you up 40 feet, give you a 360-degree view of the San Francisco Bay, which is incredible. And then it takes you down and up, and it spins you and swirls you, and then takes you straight up again, another 360-degree view of the bay, and then drops you 40 feet. It's super
Oh, and I'm really curious about the musical stairs. What can you tell us about that?
Well, and I also just want to add, in terms of our fun zone, you really can't talk about all the fun on the pier without mentioning we have local musicians and San Francisco street performers that really add to the vibrancy of Pier 39. And we love our musicians and street performers. They're great.
Are they on the musical stairs?
No, absolutely they're not, but you can hear them on the musical stairs. So the artist who created the floor piano in Big, the movie Big, I think it was with Tom Hanks, he also created our musical stairs. His name was Remo Ceratini, and very simple. You can walk on the stairs and make your own music. And it's really funny to watch people who are not realizing that that's what's going to happen, and all of a sudden they're hearing this music as they step up and down. It's pretty cute.
Well, I remember, Sue, looking one way and enjoying the Coit Tower and the city skyline, and looking the other way and enjoying the boats on San Francisco Bay. Isn't Pier 39 also the best place to people watch in town? That's what the Reader's Choice competition from the San Francisco Chronicle found, as well as the San Francisco Travel Association.
Yes, so you know, we actually, at the end of last year, there was also a local publication that also said we were the best people watching in town. You know, if you're watching people who are engaged, they're having fun. And pre-COVID, there were many, many international people. So you could also hear the fabulous different languages at the pier. And today, we have many locals who are also very fascinating to watch. So it is the place to people watch, without a doubt.
Now, I know there are various bay cruises, tours, and sightseeing voyages that depart from Pier 39. And as a matter of fact, we have the president of one of them booked for next week. Could you tell us how Pier 39 visitors can not only look at the bay, but get out on that bay?
Yeah, they can definitely play on the bay. So as you can imagine, we have a fleet of boat excursions, and they range from various kinds. The biggest vessel is Blue and Gold Fleet, and that's Patrick Murphy. You're going to speak with him next week. And I won't go into it all, but I'll tell you one thing that is the most popular vessel that Blue and Gold Fleet has, and probably one of the most popular vessels on the bay at Pier 39. And that is called the San Francisco Bay Cruise. It sails underneath the Golden Gate Bridge, around Alcatraz Island, and it cruises the historic San Francisco waterfront. And you can hear and learn all the things about the fabulous sights that you're seeing. And I always say there's a special treat to this tour. It's kind of like a value added in that you also cruise by, when you're leaving the docks and coming back to the docks, a little area called K-Dock, which is where the sea lions haul out and entertain people all year long. So it's a real special cruise. And Pat will tell you more, but Blue and Gold Fleet has been sailing on San Francisco Bay for over 40 years. Pat's dad founded Blue and Gold. And so Pat has been working there since he's been a young lad. So you can tease him about that when you talk to him next week.
You can count on that. We will.
You have to. But there's a few
okay.
more
I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent Lee. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on our Facebook page. And we're speaking tonight with Sue Muzzin of Pier 39 in San Francisco. Sue, I remember how beautiful Pier 39 looks in any season. Is it true you have more than 39,000 blooming tulips of all different colors, plus other seasonal garden favorites?
Well, we have landscapers who make it their business to make sure that the pier is always colorful and in full bloom. And yes, you're right, Dan. The tulip mania is really amazing. There's 3,900 tulips that are planted throughout the pier, and it is just an array of color. Because of the pandemic, you know, some things have changed a bit. We are going to bring back the tulip mania in 2023. So we're really looking forward to seeing those tulips come back.
Is Pier 39 planning anything special for Mother's Day, Memorial Day, July 4th, or any other holidays? I bet they're especially nice in your photogenic setting.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, I think mothers are always treated well on the pier as long as they don't have to pay. So there's, you know, brunch and dinners, but there's also jewelry shops and gift shops that you can buy things for mom. For Memorial Day, that's like the opening of summer. So it's just a day that, you know, really starts to get into our summer season and people come and enjoy all that we have. In terms of events, we are sort of still waiting to see what the protocol is. And we're not certain that the city and county are doing the 4th of July, but if they do, we will be rocking and rolling along with it. So if some of you know, this year has been interesting, and we're following our protocol and waiting to see what the next steps are.
So Sue, what's the best time of year to visit, and what should people bring when they come to Pier 39?
Well, in terms of weather, I love our September and October because that is really kind of the most beautiful weather on the pier. It's warmer and in San Francisco, and it's almost balmy, which we don't get. And in terms of what to pack, so sometimes it's going to be cooler than you think. Sometimes it's a little warmer than you think. Usually a little foggy in the morning, and it clears up in the afternoon. So it's all about layering up. I mean, I layer up when I'm at the pier too. So, and I'm working there. So, you know, kind of bundle up a little bit more in the morning so you can just sort of take things off as the day goes on. And then in the evening, depending upon how long you're out, you may need to put that jacket back on. That would be my suggestion.
And we're talking with Sue Muzzin of Pier 39 in San Francisco.
Sue, we're loving the fact that Pier 39 has something for everyone, even a mirror maze, a sports grill, something called the plunge. I had something like that, too, and I had to call the plumber.
So the plunge is kind of what I talked about a little bit before.
Yeah.
It is that exhilarating ride that is going to take you 40 steps. You're going to spin around and see the beautiful view of the San Francisco Bay, and then you're going to twist and turn and go through a fun, you know, few minutes, and then you're going to be swept back up for your final view, and then you come down, you plunge 40 feet back to earth. But you know what, Mary Ellen, I would love to tell you, I kind of didn't get a chance to finish some of the boat tours that we have
that are total fun.
And that might be kind of nice because, you know, a lot of people are coming to the pier just to really enjoy getting out on the bay. So we have a whale watching tour that is amazing. You can do some wonderful whale watching in San Francisco. It's called the San Francisco Whale Tour. It goes out to the Farallones, and it's really a thrilling expedition. We also have Bay Voyager, which zips across the water in a 28-foot RIB, which is a rigid inflatable boat. So those are best for the people who want to get a little closer to the water. It fits about 12 passengers. And then we have wine tasting on the bay, which pretty much there is no need to explain that further. We have an adventure cat, which is it's a wonderful, fun catamaran that it's a sailing experience. And then lastly, we have AC Sailing, which is a racing vessel that actually has been in one of the America Cup races. Very cool and very popular. So there's no short supply of getting on the bay and having fun.
Now, tell us, how has Pier 39 grown in the more than 40 years since it's opened? I'm sure there's lots of new restaurants and attractions.
There's a woman who is our vice president of leasing. Her name is Sina, and I always call her a wizard because she makes it her business to always make certain that the pier has something new and different, because many of our visitors come time and time again. So we always want to make certain that they're looking at new retail locations. And our restaurants really don't change very much. They pretty much, when they come onto the pier, they stay. But they do, San Francisco is a culinary scene, so they're always trying to, you know, keep up with each other, right? And that's mm-hmm. a tall order in San Francisco. We have, it's on the pier, the very first 100% sustainable seafood restaurant. And now that one restaurant owns five other restaurants, and there are all 100% sustainable seafood. So you get that in our attractions as well. I think the plunge is going to be one that's going to be really fun. And our carousel is like, you know, it's a tradition.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did start to mention the pandemic, and it's hit the travel and hospitality industry especially hard. What's the status of your health protocols at Pier 39, and do you see any silver lining to the pandemic?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So when I think about silver linings, three things come to mind pretty much immediately. The first is outside dining, cafe dining al fresco. You know, for the longest time, you could not go into restaurants and eat. And right now, we're probably at our capacity is at 50%. So we've been open since mid-June 2020. Most of the restaurants that opened up, all outside dining. And for Pier 39, we're lucky because it's all our property. So we put up more outside dining than ever before. And people were just love being treated. You know, they've been in Zooming. The kids have been Zooming. They've been working with Zoom. It's so nice to come outside, breathe some fresh air, and just be served. You can be served a wonderful meal as well as wine and beer and a cocktail. It is
okay, so I've got to interrupt you. We're running out of time very quickly. How do our listeners learn more about Pier 39?
Okay, besides the social media that I talked about, you can also go to pier39.com. It will show you everything. It shows you what's open now and all the attractions and all the fun that we have on the pier.
Our special guest tonight has been Sue Muzzin of Pier 39 in San Francisco. Thank you, Sue, for being our guest on Travel Itch Radio.
So fun to be with you, Mary Ellen and Dan. Thank you.
And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, same time, same station, same writer, same announcers. We'll have part two of our show from Pier 39 in San Francisco with two terrific guests, Pier 39 Harbor Master Sheila Chandor and Blue and Gold Feet President Patrick Murphy. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.